You stand in the yard at 7:30 a.m. The grass is still wet. A chalk line marks a clean rectangle where there was only clutter before. You picture a real floor under your feet. Solid walls. A roof that keeps the rain out. Rakes on hooks. The mower parked with room to breathe. You hear the quiet click of a level finding center, and it feels like permission to start. This build is not a maze. It is a path. First you choose a place that drains. Then you set a foundation that stays true. Frames rise when the base is square. Roof goes on when the frame is braced. Siding and doors make it a shed you can lock. Each step is one action you can do with simple tools and steady checks. By dusk tonight, you will have ground that is ready. By next week, you will have a shed. Chapter 1. Planning and Foundation. Hook one line job and win. You will pick the right spot, lock permits, and set a flat, square foundation that stays dry. Scope. You will plan the shed use, size, and layout. You will confirm local rules and setbacks. You will pick a site with good drainage and full sun or light shade as needed. You will build a simple pressure-treated skid foundation with gravel and compacted base. This path fits the common storage shed from 8x10 to 10x12. It is fast, strong, and easy to maintain. If your code needs frost-depth footings, switch to a pier or slab path and follow local rules. Safety. Wear eye protection, hearing protection, and work gloves. Use steel-toe shoes when moving block or lumber. Lift with your legs and use a dolly for heavy loads. Keep blades sharp and guards in place. Check cords for damage. Confirm the area is clear of underground utilities before digging. Follow local code and permitting. Do not bypass inspections. Tools and materials. Tape measure at 25 feet. 2 foot and 4 foot levels. Speed square. Chalk line. String and batter boards. Line level. Shovel. Tamper or plate compactor. Wheelbarrow. Circular saw. Drill driver. Exterior rated screws. Galvanized nails. Landscape fabric. Washed gravel at 3/4 inch. Pressure treated skids at 4x4 or 6x6. Pressure treated joists at 2x6. Joist hangers. Exterior rated adhesive. Ground stakes. Marking paint. Safety gear from the safety section. Setup. Decide the shed use. Garden storage needs wide doors and daylight. A mower bay wants a ramp and clear front access. A small shop wants power later and cross ventilation. Draw a rectangle to scale on paper. Mark door location on the long side if possible. Add 2 feet clear around all sides as a working buffer. Walk the yard after a heavy rain. Look for standing water. Choose a spot that drains within 1 day. Aim for ground with a slight natural fall. Keep at least 5 feet from fences unless code allows closer. Mark setbacks from property lines as local rules require. Choose a path that a delivery truck or your own vehicle can reach with lumber. Call your local office and ask about accessory structure rules. Confirm size limit without a permit. Confirm required setbacks. Ask if skids on gravel are allowed. If frost footings are required, note the depth and diameter. If wind or hurricane straps are required, note the hardware type. Write these rules at the top of your plan. Steps. 1. Stake the corners of the planned shed footprint with batter boards, set a few feet outside the rectangle. Pull string lines to create the outline. Cross-check the diagonal lengths. If both diagonals match, the rectangle is square. 2. Scrape sod inside the string lines to a depth of 2 inches. Lay landscape fabric to slow weeds. Add a first lift of gravel about 2 inches deep. Rake it roughly level. 3. Compact the gravel. Use a hand tamper for small sheds or a plate compactor for larger pads. The base should feel firm under your weight with no heel marks. 4. Add a second lift of gravel about 2 inches deep. Rake flat and compact again. Your total compacted base is near 4 inches. Check with a long straight board and a level. Feather low spots and compact again. 5. Set the skids. Use pressure-treated 4x4 for small sheds or 6x6 for larger. Place 2 skids for an 8x10 and 3 skids for a 10x12. Space skids so floor joists span less than 5 feet. Shim with gravel, not wood. Tap skids down to sit flush and level. 6. Align the skids parallel. Measure from ends and check diagonals between the outer corners of the skid layout. Adjust until both diagonals match. Check level across all skids. Use gravel to correct. Do not use soil. 7. Cut rim joists from pressure-treated 2x6. Build a rectangle that matches your planned floor size. Use exterior screws and adhesive at corners. Check diagonals of the rim. When they match, the frame is square. Set the rim on the skids. 8. Install joists at 16 inches on center. Mark the layout on both rim joists with a clear V mark. Use joist hangers and the correct nails. Seat each joist tight. Sight each joist for crown and place the crown up. The floor will settle flat under load. 9. Anchor the rim to the skids. Use structural screws or approved straps per local rules. If wind straps are required, install now. Recheck level across the floor. Minor corrections are easier before sheathing. 10. Sheath the floor with 3/4-inch exterior rated plywood or tongue and groove panels. Stagger joints. Leave a small gap between sheets for expansion. Glue and screw at 8 inches on edges and 12 inches in the field. Snap chalk lines over joists to guide fasteners. Checks and fixes. Square check. Measure both floor frame diagonals. If they differ, push or pull a corner until they match. Lock with temporary braces if needed. Level check. Lay the level in several directions. If one skid is high, remove a bit of gravel under that skid. If low, add and compact more gravel. Never shim with scrap wood. Bearing check. Walk the floor. There should be no bounce. If you feel bounce, add a third skid under the center or reduce joist spacing. For heavy loads like a motorcycle, add blocking between joists over each skid. Drainage check. Water must run away from the shed on all sides. If water pools on one side, rake the gravel to create a gentle fall away from the skids. Aim for a drop of 1/2 inch per foot. Code check. Photograph the base, skid positions, and anchor hardware. Keep these photos for any inspection and for your records. Write down the fastener type you used. Save receipts. Time window and weather. Plan 1 full day for site prep and base for a small shed. Plan 2 days if soil is heavy clay or if you need to move extra soil. Work on a dry day with no heavy rain forecast. Fresh gravel compacts best when slightly damp, not soaked. Fail-safe if this then that. If the ground stays wet after a day, raise the base with more gravel and widen the pad by 1 foot on all sides. If frost heave is a risk in your area, switch to concrete piers to frost depth with a beam on top. If you hit large roots or rock, shift the shed location by 1 foot and recheck setbacks. Yield. At the end of this chapter, you have a level square floor ready for framing. You have a photo record for proof. You have a clean path for chapter 2 where walls go up fast and true. Care. Keep the floor covered with a tarp if rain is coming. Weight the edges with lumber. Do not let water pond on the surface. If the build pauses for more than a week, add temporary plastic over the skids to keep the base dry. Check anchors after any storm. Confirm the floor is still level before you frame walls. Recap 3 bullets. You confirmed rules, setbacks, and site drainage before you moved soil. You built a compacted gravel base with skids set square and level. You anchored and sheathed the stiff floor that is photo documented and ready for walls. Chapter 2, Framing and Structure. Hook one line job and win. You will raise straight walls, set a true roof frame, and dry in the shell so it waits out weather without damage. Scope. You will frame 4 walls on the floor you built. You will cut door and window openings to the right size. You will sheath the walls for strength. You will set trusses or rafters in a ridge. You will add underlayment and basic drip edge so light rain sheds off. You will not install final roofing or siding in this chapter. You will not paint or hang the finished door. Safety. Wear eye protection and hearing protection. Keep gloves on when handling sheet goods and framing lumber. Lift with help when a wall is heavy. Use stable ladders with level feet. Keep your cutting area clear and dry. Set saw depth to just past the board thickness. Keep a charged fire extinguisher nearby when using any generator or cords. Follow local code for fasteners and ties. Do not work on the roof deck in high wind. Tools and materials. Framing square. Speed square. Chalk line. Tape measure at 25 feet. 2 foot and 4 foot levels. 8 foot straight edge. Circular saw with a sharp framing blade. Drill driver. Hammer. Nail set. Framing nailer if allowed and if you are trained. Exterior structural screws. Construction adhesive rated for exterior. Lumber. Wall plates and studs in 2x4 or 2x6. Headers for openings sized by span and local code. Jack studs and king studs. Cripple studs. Sheet goods. Structural sheathing at 1/2 inch or 7/16 inch rated for walls and roof. Roof frame. Prefab trusses sized to your span or 2x material for rafters and a ridge board sized by span. Hardware. Joist or rafter ties, truss clips, hurricane ties if required. Metal strap for shear where required. Weather barrier. Roofing underlayment. Drip edge. Cap nails or staples. Bracing. Temporary diagonal braces in 1x4 or ripped strips. Safety gear from the safety section. Setup. Confirm the floor is dry and clean. Snap a chalk line around the floor at 1.5 inches in from the edge to show the wall plate line if using 2x studs. Mark door and window locations on the floor rim so you do not block them with temporary bracing later. Lay out all 4 walls flat on the deck before you raise any 1 wall. Sort studs. Sight the crown of each board. Keep crowns facing the same direction in each wall. Steps. 1. Lay out the bottom and top plates for the long wall. Mark stud layout at 16 inches on center. Put an X where each stud lands. Mark king and jack studs at door and window locations. Write the rough opening sizes on the plate. A common shed door uses a rough opening of 37 inches wide by 81 inches tall for a pre-hung 36-inch door. Adjust to your chosen unit. 2. Build the first wall flat. Cut studs to match the wall height. Nail or screw studs to the plates. Assemble headers for openings per code. Use construction adhesive at header plies. Add jack studs under headers and cripple studs above to reach the top plate. Check the wall for square by measuring diagonals. When the diagonals match, the wall is square. 3. Sheet the wall while it is still flat. Start at a corner. Align the first sheet flush to the bottom plate line. Leave a small gap between sheets. Nail on a regular pattern. A common pattern is every 6 inches on edges and every 12 inches in the field. Check your local code for exact spacing. Cut out the door and window openings after the wall is upright to help hold the wall stiff during the lift. 4. Raise the first wall. Use 2 people. Lift with a smooth motion and walk it up. Set it on the chalk line. Plumb the wall with a 4-foot level. Brace it with temporary diagonal braces to the floor. Fasten the bottom plate to the floor per code and your anchor plan. 5. Repeat for the opposite long wall. Frame. Sheath flat. Raise. Plumb. Brace. Check that the distance between walls matches the plan at several points. Snap a chalk line across the floor between the walls to check parallel. Adjust bracing until the measurement holds true. 6. Frame the short gable walls. Include the door rough opening on the front wall. If you plan a high window on the rear wall, frame its header now. Keep stud layout aligned so roof sheathing lands clean on framing later. Sheath these walls flat and raise them into place. Plumb and brace. Fasten corners with a clean, tight seam. Add metal strap or blocking at corners if local code requires shear reinforcement. 7. Tie the box square. Run a tape measure on diagonals across the top plates of the rectangle. If the box is out, push or pull a corner until both diagonals match. Add a temporary strap across the top to hold square. Check plumb again at each corner. Tighten bracing. 8. Choose your roof path. For small spans up to 10 feet, rafters with a ridge board are common. For spans of 12 feet or more, prefab trusses save time and keep the roof straight. If you ordered trusses, follow the layout sheet from the truss plant. If you cut rafters, mark the bird's mouth seat cut and plumb cut with a speed square. Test fit 1 rafter pair before cutting the full set. 9. Set the roof frame. Install the ridge board or set the first 2 trusses at the gable ends. Plumb them. Brace them. Run a string line along the peaks. Install remaining rafters or trusses at the spacing you chose. Common spacing is 24 inches on center. Install hurricane ties or rafter ties per local rules. Add outlookers if you want small eaves for drip protection. Keep your foot traffic on the top plates or secured staging. Do not walk on unsupported sheathing. 10. Sheath the roof. Start at the eave. Stagger joints. Keep a small gap between sheets. Nail with the approved pattern. Keep your body tied off if required. When the deck is on, sweep dust and offcuts. Install drip edge along eaves. Lay roofing underlayment from eave to ridge with clean overlaps. Cap nail edges and seams. Install drip edge on the rakes over the underlayment. This sequence sheds water. Tests and quality checks. Plumb check. Place the level on each corner stud and mid-span. Adjust braces until bubble centers. Square check. Measure diagonals of the wall box at the top plates. The numbers must match. Stud spacing check. Put a tape on the plates. Confirm each layout mark is true at 16 inches on center or your chosen spacing. This keeps sheathing and interior panels landing clean. Sheathing fastener check. Scan for misses and for edge nails that are too close. Move any nail that split a panel. Roof line check. Sight along the ridge. It should look straight. If a truss or rafter is high, plane slightly. If low, add a thin shim at the top plate under that member. Troubleshoot. If a wall bows after raising, add a temporary mid-brace to the floor. Push or pull until straight. Tighten the brace. If a header sags, confirm the jack studs are full bearing and tight. Replace any crushed shim with a solid block. If roof layout runs off the mark, snap a fresh line on the top plates and re-space the next two rafters to get back on layout. Small corrections early prevent gaps at the ridge. If underlayment wrinkles, lift and reset that strip on a cooler morning. Wrinkles trap water. If wind picks up, stop roof work. Add extra bracing at wall tops and truss ends. Secure loose sheets. Time window and weather. Plan one full day for wall framing and sheathing on a small shed. Plan another half day to raise and brace all walls with two people. Plan one full day to frame and deck the roof in mild weather. Do the underlayment the same day you deck the roof if a shower is possible. Avoid roof work in gusts above 15 miles per hour. Fail-safe if this then that. If your diagonal numbers will not match, loosen floor anchors at one corner and gently push the box with a clamp and a temporary come along until they do. Retighten anchors. If a door opening ends narrow, plane the king stud edge or replace one jack and recheck the rough opening. If the ridge board sags under its own weight on a long span, add a temporary post at mid-span and keep it until roof sheathing is complete. If a sheet joint lands off a stud, add a backup nailer. Do not leave a floating seam. If underlayment tears at a corner, patch with a new piece that laps at least 6 inches past the tear in all directions. Care. Cover the door rough opening with a scrap panel and two screws so the shell stays square while you work. Keep wall bottoms swept so water does not pool at the plates. If rain is forecast, lay a tarp over the roof and weight the edges with furring strips. Do not trap water under plastic on warm days. Remove the tarp when the sun returns so the frame can dry. Check temporary braces after wind. Replace any that feel loose. What you have now: a square, plumb shell with framed openings. A straight roof frame. A decked roof with underlayment and drip edge that sheds light rain. The structure is ready to accept finish layers without rework. Recap three bullets. You framed, raised, and braced four true walls with clean rough openings. You set a straight roof frame and decked it, then added underlayment and drip edge to shed water. You verified plumb, square, and spacing so Chapter 3 can focus on roofing, siding, doors, and long-term care. Chapter 3, Finishing and Care. Hook one line job and win. You will skin the shell, lock the door, keep water out, and set a simple care plan that protects your shed for years. Scope. You will install roofing. You will add house wrap, flashing, and siding with clean trim lines. You will hang a pre-hung door and set hardware. You will add vents for airflow. You will do basic interior fit out so tools have a place. You will finish with a simple maintenance schedule and a short cost recap. No new framing in this chapter. No design changes to the foundation. Safety. Wear eye and hearing protection. Gloves for shingles and metal trim. Use a stable ladder with level feet and a helper to heal the base. Tie off on steep roofs. Keep blades sharp and set to the right depth. Store finishes and adhesives away from open flame. Follow local code. Respect wind and wet surfaces on the roof. Do not rush a cut near hands. Tools and materials. Roofing. Your chosen shingles or metal panels. Starter strip. Ridge cap or ridge vent kit. Roofing nails or panel screws. Weather barrier. House wrap or integrated sheathing tape system. Cap nails or wide crown staples. Flashing tape. Metal Z flash for horizontal joints. Drip edge already installed on eaves and rakes. Siding and trim. Options include engineered wood lap, fiber cement, vinyl, or T111 panel. Exterior trim boards at corners, eaves, and around openings. Corrosion-resistant fasteners matched to material. Door and hardware. Pre-hung exterior door sized to your rough opening. Composite or PVC threshold if needed. Shims, long exterior screws for hinges. Exterior grade lock set and deadbolt. Vents, soffit vents or low wall vents. One roof or gable vent or a continuous ridge vent. Screen to block pests. Sealants and finishes. High quality exterior caulk that is paintable. Paint or solid stain. Primer if your siding needs it. Interior. Shelf brackets, 2x material for ledgers, plywood for shelves, pegboard, hooks, and screws. General tools. Circular saw. Jigsaw. Nibbler or snips if using metal. Drill driver. Hammer. Caulk gun. Sharp utility knife. Chalk line. Levels at 2 feet and 4 feet. Stud finder if siding covers layout. Hole saws for vents. Paint brushes and rollers. Drop cloths. Setup. Walk the shell. Fix any missed nails or proud heads. Sweep the roof deck. Check that underlayment lies flat with clean laps. Confirm wall sheathing edges are flush and corners tight. Snap chalk lines where panels will join so fasteners land on framing. Set up ladders where the soil is firm. Steps roofing. 1. Install starter strip along the eaves for shingles. For metal, follow the eave trim sequence from the panel maker. 2. Snap a horizontal line one shingle height above the eave. Start the first course on that line. Stagger joints. Nail in the marked nailing zone. Keep nails out of the exposed tab slots. 3. Work up slope. Snap lines every 3 courses to keep rows straight. At rakes, trim flush to drip edge. 4. At the ridge, install a ridge vent if you want passive airflow. Cut a narrow slot each side of the ridge per the kit instructions. Leave the last foot near gable ends uncut for strength. Fasten the vent, and then cover with ridge cap. 5. For metal roofs, square the first panel to the eave and rake. Fasten per pattern. Use closure strips at ridge and eaves. Add foam closures under caps to block wind-driven rain. Steps, weather barrier and flashing. 6. Wrap the walls with house wrap starting at a bottom corner. Overlap joints shingle style so water sheds down. Tape seams with the system tape. 7. Flash openings. Run sill flashing tape first. Fold inner corners tight. Install side flashings up the jams. Add a head flashing at the top. Do not trap water. 8. At horizontal siding breaks, install Z flashing. Slip the upper panel over the Z so water cannot get behind the lower piece. 9. Add corner trim boards plumb and tight. Fasten into studs. Caulk only after all pieces are on and dry. Steps, siding and trim. 10. Choose your siding path. 4-lap siding. Start with a level starter strip at the base. Use a story pole to keep reveals consistent. Blind nail where the maker allows. Do not overdrive. 11. For panel siding, stand sheets plumb. Land edges on studs. Use Z flashing at horizontal seams. Paint cut edges as you go if the maker requires it. 12. Trim around doors and windows. Keep even reveals. Add drip cap flashing over the head trim. Leave a small gap at the bottom of trim to shed water. Caulk joints where the maker says to seal. Leave weep gaps where water must escape. Steps, door and hardware. 13. Dry fit the prehung door. Set 2 or 3 shims at the hinge side. Tip the unit into the opening. Push the hinge jam plumb. 14. Drive long screws through the hinges into the king stud. Check the reveal on the latch side. Add shims behind the latch jam. Adjust until the gap is even and the door swings free. 15. Fasten through the jam at the shim points. Do not bow the jam. Install the lock set and deadbolt. Weather strip if the unit did not come with it. Seal the exterior trim edges with paintable caulk. Steps ventilation. 16. Create low intake and high exhaust. If you built eaves, cut soffit vent slots between rafters and cover with vent strips. If no eaves, install low wall vents on opposite walls near the floor. 17. Pair the low vents with the ridge vent you set. If you skipped a ridge vent, add a gable vent on one end near the peak and a matching vent low on the opposite wall. Screen all openings to block pests. Airflow keeps tools dry. Steps, interior fit out. 18. Add a ledger at 48 inches high on the back wall for shelves. Use 2x4s lagged into studs. Lay a plywood shelf on top. 19. Mount pegboard on furring strips, so hooks clear the wall. Hang heavy tools low and wide. 20. Build a simple ramp if you roll in a mower. Use treated lumber. Keep the slope gentle. Add traction strips. Verify checks and quality. Roof check. Look for straight courses and tight laps. Confirm ridge caps fully cover the slot. Wrap and flashing check. Water must always meet a lap that sends it out and down. No reverse laps. Siding check. Nails flush, not driven through. Joints land on studs. Z flash visible as a thin line, not buried where water can sneak in. Door check. Door closes without rub. Latch engages clean. Sweep seals the threshold. Vent check. You can see clear air path low to high. Screens are tight. Paint and seal check. Caulk smooth and paint covers fully with no holidays. Touch up all cut edges. Troubleshoot. If shingles snake, you likely chased a crooked row. Snap a fresh line and correct within the next two courses. If water streaks appear under trim after rain, remove that small section and add proper head flashing that laps over the trim. If the door sticks at the top, adjust the shims at the latch side near the header. If the whole slab rubs, loosen hinge screws and use a card behind the hinge leaf to tweak the reveal. If siding waves between studs, you missed fasteners or the framing is out. Add a hidden nailer strip inside and refasten the panel. If condensation forms inside, increase vent area and keep items off walls so air can move. Time window and weather. Plan 1 day for roofing on a small shed with 2 people. Plan 1 day for wrap and flashing. Plan 1 day for siding and trim if panels, or 2 if lap siding. Set the door in a half day. Paint can be 1 long day with dry time. Work on dry, calm days for roof and paint. Do not paint in direct hot sun. Failsafe, if this then that. If a storm is coming mid-job, stop and dry in. Underlayment on the roof and house wrap on walls will protect you. Tape seams and weight edges. If you find soft spots at the roof edge, replace that panel strip before shingles go on. Do not bury rot. If your siding choice needs primer on all cut edges, set up a small painting station and hit every cut right away. Unsealed edges wick water. If your site is dusty and paint looks rough, switch to a light back roll after each spray pass or move to a brush and roller. If the door drags after a week of rain, lower the strike plate slightly and check that the threshold is not holding water. Improve the front pad drainage. Maintenance plan. Spring. Wash siding with mild soap. Inspect caulk lines. Touch up paint. Clear vents. Oil hinges. Summer. Check the roof after the first heat wave. Look for lifted tabs or loose screws. Trim back plants 1 foot from walls. Fall. Clean leaves from around the base. Confirm water runs away on all sides. Check the ramp for traction. Winter. After the first freeze, check the door seal. If frost heave shows at one corner on a skid base, rake and add gravel to restore a gentle fall away. Every 2 to 4 years. Recoat stain or paint based on product instructions. Replace any cracked caulk. Tighten hardware. Cost recap and saving notes. Roofing. Shingle kits for a small shed run modest. Metal costs more but lasts longer. Siding. Panel siding is the budget path. Lap siding costs more in time and fasteners but looks sharp. Door. A solid pre-hung exterior door is worth it for security. Finishes. Good paint saves you a future repaint year. Save by buying fasteners in bulk, renting a nailer for 1 day, and planning material drops to reduce waste. Keep a 10% waste factor for siding and trim. Document. Take photos of flashing before siding. Photograph caulk lines and paint labels. Keep receipts and a simple map of studs and blocking. Future you will thank you when you hang shelves or add power later. What you have now. A dry, locked, aired shed with clean lines and a plan to keep it that way. Tools off the floor. Roof tight. Siding sealed. A door that shuts with a clean click. Recap 3 bullets. You installed roofing, wrap, flashing, siding, and trim in a shingle style that sheds water. You hung a true pre-hung door, added vents, and fit out the inside so storage is easy. You set a seasonal maintenance plan and documented key details so the shed stays solid for years.